Hey, is that Alec or Barry? Okay, it's Brendan from TurboSmart, sorry. I guess I'll speak to Alec or whoever has contact with ProSpeed in their time attack car. Do you guys help them with that or Mitch's car? Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Thank you. Hey, Warwick. Brendan from TurboSmart. How are you? Good, good. Sorry, I was just asking. I thought I was waiting for Alec, but do you handle or do you work with ProSpeed in their time attack car, or? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. I'm just trying to catch up on that. So they came to ask you that at time attack. Oh, right. Okay, cool. Okay. Now, I just wanted to clear up any confusion because Mike uses that exact turbo, Sydney Motorsport Engineering, on his kits. And he said someone from Got It Rex maybe to give you guys a call and just see what that was about. Yep. Ah, perfect. Absolutely. No, because I can guarantee. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, I thought it was bending, but yeah, did it crack, did Oh, right, Yeah, and no, 100%. So just so you know as well, and that you can start recommending turbos again, we've redone them in Inconel. So we've got, I mean it's we're not going to charge anything extra for it. We're just going to fix it and make sure that it's 100%. So the actuator is definitely not a problem. It's not a new product. We've had that for well over a decade. It was just that flapper arm. So we're just going to strengthen it. I think that was it. It's a, with all the street car drag stuff, drift car stuff we've done, there's never been an issue. But it's just the heat generated with time attack racing plus the extra base pressure that they had on it. It's obviously a lot more than you'd run in a street car. So that's kind of for those. But we obviously. Oh. We're just going to replace all the flappers. But oh no, we'll replace all the flappers. It's going to be a direct replacement. It's just I don't have an ETF when we're going to get them. We're making them out of Inconel now. But all the ones we've got on cars at the moment, and obviously we've got a few, we've even got one of our staff cars here with his kit on it, and it runs fine, and all of Mike's kits have been running fine, but that's obviously a much lower base pressure, and it's street and circuit. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's why I'm just calling. Yeah, that's why I'm just calling to sort that out. So it's Warwick, is it? Yeah. And do you know anyone that's active on 86 forums or something? Mike SME was just saying, maybe speak to them and just let them know that we have made changes, etc., and put people's minds at ease. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to figure out. So, no, as long as everyone knows it's all good, yeah, there probably is an issue with circuit racing with max base pressure, like 26 pounds in there. Yes, yeah, absolutely. And as long as you know, and if customers ask you, yeah, we obviously have addressed that issue. But it, like you said, it's kind of that top 1% of people that are breaking it like that. Yep. 100%. Yeah, that's why I'm just calling to let everyone know. And maybe Mike just said maybe someone from Goderex should know as well that we have addressed the issue, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, cool. Okay. Legend. Thanks so much. Cheers, man. Bye.